Hi, I'm Kay Bess. Here's a tip for bringing more authority to your commercial announcer read, or for that matter, any genre of voiceover where you're speaking from a position of authority. If you read for any kind of commercial announcer copy, you've for sure seen the spec that calls for the VO to be authoritative. But what does it actually mean to speak with authority? Well, it means that you're speaking with confidence on behalf of the brand. It means that you should sound like you know what you're talking about. If someone were to ask you a question about this product, they would trust that you know the answer. That's pretty straightforward. Enter the phenomenon of upspeak. You know what upspeak is, right? When every sentence goes up at the end, and every sentence sounds like a question, and it makes you wonder if the person speaking has any confidence at all, or could possibly be certain about anything? You get my drift. Upspeak is so common in our culture, pretty much everyone does it without even realizing it. Particularly women. And while this topic should be of concern to men, it's especially concerning for women. Even after all these years, women still carry the stigma in advertising and promo of not being as authoritative as men. All one must do to bear witness to the falsehood of this notion is look around. Female CEOs and CFOs, university professors and deans, senators, prime ministers, and congresswomen. Watch a mother give her mischievous 10-year-old the look, along with such words as, "You get off the computer right now, young man, and crack open those books." Yeah, if you are a mom or have a mom, you know what I'm talking about. If we have the authority to run businesses, families, and countries, we have the authority to speak about automobiles, investment firms, and computer technology. And don't let anybody tell you differently. But if we're going to make lasting change in the attitudes of the advertising powers that be and convince them that we're capable of speaking with authority, we have to drop the upspeak. If there's a period at the end of a sentence, end the sentence definitively. Punctuation matters. Let me repeat that phrase with upspeak so you can hear the difference. If there's a period at the end of a sentence, end the sentence definitively, because punctuation matters. Can you hear it? Here's another common way we use upspeak in voiceover, which undermines our authority. If there's a list embedded in the copy, our tendency is to want to vary the sound of that list to make things interesting and more musical. Well, we're going to have to be more imaginative about how we approach that list and perhaps give up the urge to get sing-songy and musical altogether and just let the music in the spot do its job. Here's an example from the copy of a Ford Expedition commercial I use in my private coaching. There are lists all through this copy, which is what makes it such a great piece to work on. And the spot calls for an announcer who's authoritative and easygoing. So here's my first pass with upspeak. We the people are defined by the things we share and the ones we love. Our book clubs, our tea times, the moments we don't have to say a word. We the people who mess with each other's heads and have each other's backs. Who have songs and food and kids, helping, hoping, and dreaming. Okay, now I'm going to read it without upspeak. See if it sounds more authoritative to you. We the people are defined by the things we share and the ones we love. Our book clubs, our tea times, the moments we don't have to say a word. We the people who mess with each other's heads and have each other's backs, who have songs and food and kids, helping, hoping, and dreaming. Now remember, what we're after here is speaking with authority, and an authoritative person doesn't ask questions at every turn. An authoritative person gives answers. So in the spot I just read, the announcer is not suggesting or asking us to consider a point of view. The announcer is stating it all as undeniable fact. End of sentence. One thing I want to point out is that virtually nothing in voiceover is strictly forbidden. Show me somebody who intentionally broke the rule, and I'll show you the newest trend in voiceover. Every approach, every nuance, every seeming wrong way of doing something, including upspeak, has its place and can be used as an effective tool by an adept voice actor who understands the VO tools in her tool belt and the differences in approaches to copy. Here's an example. The last one. If I'm being asked to skew younger than my age, or if I'm asked for a West Coast dialect of some kind, then I might use upspeak selectively to convey a part of that character or approach. The key is knowing when and where to use what makes the most sense, guided by the spec and the objective written in the copy. So next time you get a piece of announcer copy that asks you to speak authoritatively, I hope you'll forgo the upspeak and instead speak definitively, with confidence, and without question.